Hello, my name is Halvor Nordby. I'm working as a professor at Lillehammer University College and at University of Oslo. I've been teaching for many years, both in Lillehammer and in Oslo. I've been written many books and research articles on issues like ethics, communication, and management. One of our study programs in Lillehammer is national paramedic education. In this program, we educate paramedics from all over Norway, and we focus on all aspects of their daily work. One important aspect that we focus on is communication, how the paramedics communicate with patients, relatives of patients, but also how they communicate with other health professions. And one really important communication for the paramedics is their communication with medical telephone operators in emergency centers. Now, this communication is interactive. It does not involve an ordinary face-to-face encounter. It happens via telephone or radio, and the communicators cannot really see each other, and they cannot see the context in the other end. So I've been interested in this concept of interactive narrowness for many years, and in my contribution to seminar.net, I try to understand what the concept means. I try to understand why it is so challenging to communicate successfully in an interactive, narrow setting. I do not do this, however, by giving a traditional conceptual analysis of the concept of interactive narrowness. Instead, I use a more recent tradition from philosophy of mind or language, according to which concepts should be saturated from below, so to speak. They should be understood in the light of how people actually think about the concept that you try to explore. So in my article, I use a study between study of how paramedics and the medical telephone operators communicate. I try to use that study to shed light on the concept of interactive narrowness. I try to show why the paramedics really struggle to secure good communication with the telephone operators. So you can read more about this analysis of the concept in my article. I really hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much.